Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, comedian Brett Terhune stops by. It's coming up right after this.
Oh, you have your guitar.
If you want to get sick, sick real quick, romaine. People don't upset us. Stop pooping on the lettuce. Romaine. E. coli, E. coli, E. coli. Romaine.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair. Christy Lee is choking to death on a hard-boiled egg, and part of it's partially my fault. Chick McGee is having an explosive diarrhea. That's not my fault at all.
A little too much information, but all true.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Willie Griswold across the way.
Nothing dramatic going on with me at all.
No. Feeling good at homeostasis and doing well.
Hey, there's whatever he wants to do.
There's Tom Griswold and Tom. We're talking about a special guest this morning, huh?
Look at that beard.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Handsome.
Hello. That beard says, I'm a beard.
It's Brent Terhune.
I'm red and I'm a beard. Brent Terhune, he's got the pointy beard.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of pointy.
But I'm a bearded man.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. People, I get a lot of comments on the internet because if you ever wanted to know anything about yourself, you just post a video on the internet and people will tell you about yourself. Somebody said I look like Yukon Cornelius never found Bigfoot. So that's all.
Oh, Chick's back.
Do not go in there.
Oh, yeah. It's good to see you, sir. Does someone need to go check on Christy? Is she okay?
I don't think she is. She was really choking.
She waved at me mid-choke. And I said, hello.
I heard her coughing, but I think she's breathing.
Okay.
Yeah. You think? Well, yeah. Maybe we should send someone there.
We're just at a, I think. Okay. It's fine.
We have been joined by comedian Brent Terhune in the studio.
Oh, good. Maybe he can help us with this London Marathon story.
Well, go ahead. Explain it to him.
Hi, Brent.
Hey, I can't wait. Please tell
according
me.
According to Guinness, several records.
You're not going
to
play the theme music?
Broken.
Oh, boy.
I would, but is there anybody listening that can help me repair my rotator cuff in my right shoulder? I'd really appreciate it.
I thought you already had that done.
Shut up, Josh. And I did, and it's torn again. And
is it really?
Please, someone help me. I can't even raise my arm to put my headphones on.
A jackin' and a whackin' and a tore it again. A jerkin' and a girkin' and a tore it again.
These are my friends. Yes, sir. According to Guinness, Brent, several records broken at this year's London Marathon, including Ms. Charlie Fitton, most underpants worn during a marathon, female, 35.
35 pairs of underpants or 35 years old?
It just says female, 35. That's all it says.
Did she get off a flight or was getting on a flight? That's, you know, you got to, if you don't want to bring a suitcase, you wear all your clothes.
Oh, okay. More of an observation than a joke, really.
I'm an observationist.
I'm thinking it's 35 pair because, as you can see, this story was horribly written, but I'm trying to get through it.
See, the London Marathon, first of all, the guy almost set a world record.
What guy?
The winner.
Okay.
And
Jordan.
And here's my theory on all these.
Okay.
These were all kind of fun records. Like one guy was carrying a refrigerator.
What?
Yeah. There's a record for that.
If you'd let me continue.
But I'm saying.
Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
Yeah. And then there's the one. What's the joke about Prince Andrew in the can? Well, that involves that Jeffrey guy. I'm sorry.
You're going to fit right in.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Jordan, somebody, fastest marathon wearing clogs, male division, 7 hours, 8 minutes.
That's going to hurt.
Sam Hammond, fastest marathon carrying a household appliance. Either they specify in the rules, but it doesn't specify what he was carrying.
No, but the rule, it's either...
Either refrigerator. No, no.
It's a refrigerator.
If I handed in it, yeah. this into you, you would say, well, which
Big
was
difference.
It?
Is it between a handheld mixer?
Me, I would sit down and do some research
well,
and
which,
find out.
Well, which right. was it? Well, why didn't you? Which was it?
It was either a refrigerator or a washing machine.
That's...
That can't... How do we... What? Mm-hmm. It could be a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
A blender.
Well, that's no, that's not hard.
Well, that's our point
that's
here. We need to know what the appliance is.
Okay, the smallest appliance is a rice cooker. I know that because every wedding that I get the registry for, yeah. I always buy the rice cooker. Cheapest thing on there. Look at me.
I appreciate
nice.
You sending us the rice cooker, by the way.
That's a nice one. It sings a song when it's done cooking it.
I do, too.
Sam Hammond, fastest marathon carrying a household appliance, either a refrigerator or a washing machine. We don't know which it was,
I'm
but it was
out.
Either.
Oh,
okay, but it was
a refrigerator.
Got, well, that's insane. How does one man carry a refrigerator?
Oh, this guy's a badass. He's a Royal Marine.
Wow.
Look at this guy. Oh, yeah. He is a badass. And it's one like of those mini fridges, but it's
Whoa. It's not an actual refrigerator.
Yes,
it's a dorm fridge.
It's but a big dorm fridge. It's not the one that's the size of a microwave. It's like...
A dorm fridge.
Like hey, this guy looks like he could
does anyone
gut
remember,
a deer with his fingers.
I bet, yeah.
Does anyone remember when I said I was skipping the marathon story?
Yep, I do.
Everyone remembers that, right?
The fridge strapped to his back weighed in at almost 58 pounds.
That's not a refrigerator, though.
Yeah, it is.
No, you think refrigerator, you think
300
a household.
Pounds.
Yes, yeah. A household refrigerator. Well, he strapped a car to it. Well, it was a case of Matchbox cars, but there were still cars.
So running a marathon with a bulky 58-pound device strapped to your back, that's a badass.
I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
I'm about 120 pounds heavier than this guy, and I run, so...
Whoa. You run where?
For the purposes of this joke. And so I'm carrying 120 pounds more than he is. He's only carrying an extra 58.
Yes, but
I'm stronger.
But he's running...
And that's every day.
He's running 26-plus miles. You're running 15 yards to your refrigerator.
You think I keep a refrigerator 15 yards from me?
Okay, sorry. By the way, he named his refrigerator... Oh, this will get you.
Oh, this will be...
It better be William Perry.
This will be good.
Frigid Jones.
Oh, boy.
Boy, the wit just runs like molasses in this story, doesn't it?
I mean, there's so many classic British great comedies. You're going to go with Bridget Jones' Diary?
That is a classic British comedy.
Yeah.
You love that?
Love.
You love that to get poon. You don't really love
that. That is icing on the cake, my friends.
Uh-huh. Thomas David Hall, fastest marathon dressed as a lifeguard. Whoop-dee-doo.
You know, that's a dumb one.
So he's wearing less clothing?
Yeah.
And less to carry.
How can he keep that up?
I think he carries one of those big foam things.
Well, the thing about it is he did it in slow motion, like on Baywatch. So it was sort of a feat.
Fastest marathon dressed in...
My God.
Yeah, stone silence. Fastest marathon dressed in pajamas. A male. 2 hours, 46 minutes.
It's quick.
I saw bananas in pajamas.
Where were they running?
Down the stairs.
Okay.
I don't know how the bananas got in my pajamas.
Thank you, Brent.
Jack Meagan and Daniel Gallagher, fastest marathon with two runners.
Banging a woman at the same time.
On the bridge.
Handcuffed together.
Okay.
They should have been wearing orange.
But I don't think they were all four hands or just one hand at the side?
Right.
All four hands.
Was it the defiant one style?
All four
I'm
hands.
Sure it was
you got
just
something.
One.
No. One hand. Each of them had the
This
clasp.
Goes into the refrigerator. Well, it's a dorm fridge. Same thing. Well, they're handcuffed. Oh, they're just running side by side with their hands in the same area. Yeah. Oh, they're handcuffed, all right.
That'd be difficult. You've got to run at the exact same pace or you're going to be dragging the guy.
Fastest marathon dressed as a golfer.
Yeah, some of them are dumb, I admit it.
Fastest marathon carrying golf clubs. A golfer dressed as golfer and carrying golf clubs, two different people.
Well, the one guy had to be the caddy for the other guy.
Yeah, there you go. It only makes sense.
Now, I don't even get this one. Christy, maybe you'll know this.
What?
The fastest marathon wearing Wellington boots.
Oh, wellies? Sure.
That's very big.
They're very, yeah.
What are
yeah.
they?
You're going when to go out in the garden, you need your wellies.
Do you know what hunter boots are?
Get your wellies.
What?
Hunter boots.
Oh. no.
The rubber boots, the rain boots.
Doesn't Paddington wear them?
Yes, he does wear them.
No, I have yeah. some. My, there's some of those.
Right, the kids probably have them. I'm sure Kelly yeah. has some.
Yep.
fastest marathon dressed as Lucha Libre, a wrestler.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They had a mask on his face.
Boy, big deal.
That's unbelievable. Yep. Thank you, Christy. Big deal. Big effing deal.
See, the guy, this is cool. The guy dressed as Big Ben.
Oh, really?
Hey. Don't jump ahead.
Okay, sir.
Fastest marathon wearing a suit and dress.
Both?
At the same time?
There's no indication.
What's
here.
This world coming
this
to?
Is just, this
hell
is
in a handbasket.
This whole thing is just slapped together. There's no thing that.
Josh, Hell in a Handbasket's actually the name of the performer that ran in the suit and the dress.
I should have known.
There has to be some amazing drag act out there called Hell in a Handbasket.
There are about two dozen.
Yes.
Helen in a Handbasket. Okay.
Helena. Handbag.
That's okay. what I Helena. Said.
No, I was trying to clarify because you mumbled through it.
Fastest so, marathon in a kung fu. You
I know. Didn't know what you were going to say.
I didn't either.
Well, that's... How do you prove?
Fastest marathon dressed as a pirate, a female. Fastest marathon dressed as a body part.
Did they?
Does not specify what body part she was dressed as.
Maybe a foot?
As.
You go faster.
Had to be like a boob or something, I would guess, right?
I would think something perhaps more phallic.
Like a penis?
That's pretty phallic.
That would be more phallic.
You ever see a non-phallic penis, Christy?
Okay, I don't get this one at all. Fastest marathon dressed as a glass. GLASS.
Like a glass of water.
Like a Pilsner? Like a
Someone has a big plastic glass around him, probably.
Plastic glass? That's
glass.
Not a thing.
That's not a glass. A glass is glass.
You don't need plastic glasses at your house?
Well, yeah, but they're plastic glasses. They're not.
They're cups.
The guy has to drink
it. It can't be, by definition, a glass cannot be made of plastic.
Fastest, no, it's not by definition.
I think.
I think if you look under section 2 of the noun glass, it just means the container for liquid.
I give up.
It doesn't have to be. You can have a metal glass.
This is all you're doing.
I just think they're having some fun with the London Marathon. They have to do something because they're not going to beat the Kenyans. So they got to do something fun.
Right. Is there a Kenyan marathon? And here we are, and they're off, and it's over.
Holy hell.
It's a sprint, not a marathon.
Sadly, nowhere near the record. holy moly!
Did they send out a special memo saying, hey, we're going to try to break all these world records, dress as this person?
They have a roster of weird categories you can do.
Whatever.
Okay. That's fun.
Whatever this is, it's every year, and everybody does this.
I bet it's a good time.
Yeah. The biggest category, worst teeth. That's a lot of...
And the 28th runner-up.
Imagine being the guy that trained your whole life to do this, and then you're just next to like a guy in a suit and a dress, dressed as a cup.
It's like Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, I'm not getting on, but old banana costume is.
Yeah. Guy's in a hot dog costume. He doesn't respect the stage.
We got a sumo wrestling story. You ready?
Sure.
Japan's Crying Baby Sumo Festival has returned for the first time since the pandemic. The traditional competition involves pairs of toddlers.
What?
Wearing ceremonial sumo aprons.
This is huge in Japan.
Oh, boy.
They're held up by their parents and face each other in the sumo... Oh, God. In the sumo ring, while staff wear demon masks to try to make the babies cry.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So lately there's a lot of talk about things you shouldn't do in front of children. I think this should be the top of the list. You shouldn't dress up like a demon and make your baby fight another baby.
And the first kid to cry wins? Is that how
the first baby to cry is declared the winner.
And we wonder why they're all whacking it to tentacle porn. Because this is the stuff that happens.
64 babies participated in the ritual at Tokyo's Senzoji Temple this year. While some might frown upon... frowns on the practice, Shigemi Fuji, chairman of the Tourism Federation, explained, "In Japan, we believe babies who cry powerfully also grow up to be very healthy."
All right.
The crying sumo is held at shrines and temples nationwide to, it says here, the delight of parents and onlookers.
See, that's what you want to worry about, not the crying baby, the parent who's laughing at the baby crying.
Yeah.
Making their babies cry.
My goodness.
Do they throw the rice out, too, before they scare them? Or,
is that a thing. Sumo thing?
Yeah, they throw rice out, don't
it's,
they?
It's salt.
Or weddings. They do that, too, at weddings, Tom.
I think they throw salt out onto the arena for good luck.
Let's give this baby a handful of salt.
Yeah.
Well, it's a different culture, different tradition.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to participate in it.
Would you put Willie out there and make him cry? Even now? Dress him up in a sumo and then...
Oh, no.
I think I could probably get into the featherweight area in sumo over there. I could probably put on some weight. I'd be happy to do that. That'd be a fun diet. Just drink, you know, Ben and Jerry's in the microwave.
Oh.
I'd love to go over there and see what that culture has to offer me.
If that's the case, I've been training for years.
Well, now, is that officially the end of sports?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sports so we'll hand it back to Christy Lee at the news desk. What have we missed?
The Blackpool Zoo is trying to recruit a team of people to wear bird costumes.
Blackpool Zoo,
in order to scare away seagulls. The birds have been persistently stealing food from visitors and animal enclosures. The zoo says that the successful candidates will join the visitor services team as so-called seagull deterrents.
Is that right?
Those taking on the roles would need to be outgoing and comfortable wearing a bird costume, according to the ad.
These will be more effective than last year's dropped Cheeto costumes. The seagulls loved it.
So they're in effect scarecrows. They're scarecrows.
Yes, in effect, yes.
You get to go there and dress up as a giant bird.
And chase out the seagulls.
Okay.
Chick hates seagulls, Tom.
Yeah, he does.
We're the jackasses of the world. You're there, you're enjoying the day.
They're
you're
very helpful.
Listening
they're,
to the, here they come. And whatever you have, they feel like it's theirs.
They're scavengers. They're very
mine,
good.
Mine.
And you're not allowed to kill them.
Well... That's what they tried to tell me.
Sir, you're not allowed to do that. We told you this yesterday.
So I'm confused. So you're at a zoo.
Right.
And you're dressed up like a giant bird.
Right.
Do they tell, like, the bears that there's a person there?
Now listen, we're going to have some people walking around today, bears.
I'm going to be inside the bear enclosure. Now, the bear knows I'm not really a giant bird that he can eat, right?
I don't think they put him in the bear enclosure. Okay. I don't know.
This would be one of those great Hallmark rom-coms, don't you think?
Well, who's in the suit, the guy or the girl? Are they both in suits?
That's a good question.
You don't want to cover up your main stars. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The money, money makers.
It's like Pedro Pascal and Mandalorian. Let me see that beautiful mustache, man. Take the mask off.
When you were Foghorn Leghorn, did you ever flirt with any of the ladies dressed as Foghorn?
I'll say. Yeah.
The cool thing about it was I could be greeting the children while looking at the moms.
Ah.
But the
boners got in the way.
Good God.
Thank you, Josh.
I need to stand behind the sun for a minute. Just for a quick second.
My eye! Foghorn has to take a break.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.